Hello from Brian. Today we're going to play a little quiz game. I've lined up music from the 17th and 18th centuries, and I would like you to use all the fingerprints we've covered in past episodes to identify if the music is of the Baroque period or of the Classical period. For each piece, I will give you two hints and then reveal the answer after we've listened to the piece. Our first piece for today is entitled Sonata, but don't be too quick to say classical because sonatas were popular in both periods. My first hint is to work out whether the two halves have any connection to each other. The second hint is to decide if the music is intricate and ornate, or refined and elegant. The piece you just heard was a sonata by Domenico Scarlatti, which means it is Baroque in style. My wording of the first hint, two halves, should have immediately suggested binary form to you, almost a staple of the Baroque period. And of course the material of the two halves is similar, but not identical. You may have noticed the modulation to the dominant at the end of part one, and that both halves are repeated, and the style fits the description intricate and ornate better than refined and elegant. I hope the fact that I used a piano recording instead of a harpsichord didn't mislead you too badly. Our second piece is by Gluck. It's been on my mind since last week. That was hint one. Hint two is again to decide which description I just mentioned before fits best.
Thank you.
Well, Gluck's opera that we heard a selection of last week is Orfeo et Euridice, and that was the Dance of the Blessed Spirits. As soon as I said last week, well, of course, last week was Classical Period Part 2. Again, the style is definitely refined and elegant. A further hint, but one that we did not discuss before, is that the flute was featured in place of the older recorder or block flute. For piece 3, your two hints are, it comes from a string quartet, it is a minuet and trio. Both of the features I mentioned are classical period fingerprints. The combination string quartet was written extensively for by Haydn, Mozart and Beethoven, as well as others. The minuet and trio is a compound ternary form very frequently heard as the third movement of a four-movement work of the classical period. This composition was by Mozart, his first string quartet, K80, the third movement. Piece 4 is also a minuet. The composer is usually incorrectly identified as a member of the Bach family.
Thank you.
That was a very famous minuet in G, usually assumed to be written by Bach, but actually written by Christian Petzold. It comes from the Anna Magdalena Notebook, a set of two manuscripts that J.S. Bach presented to his second wife. Most of the music in the notebooks is in the style of the dance forms of the period, so this minuet is a simple dance in binary form. This accounts for the fact that it also sounds refined and elegant. Most experienced musicians would add additional ornaments in good taste, especially in the repeats, or in other ways ensure that repeats are not identical, as was common in the Baroque period. Piece number 5 is the opening item from a set of 48 pieces, referred to by Hans von Bülow as the Old Testament for pianists. This time it really is written by a member of the Bach family. The composer is, of course, Johann Sebastian Bach, and fugues are one of the climaxes of the compositional styles of the Baroque period. Nobody did it better than J.S. Bach, and most keyboard players cut their teeth on these monumental works. Now, piece 6 is from the New Testament. The composer's surname also starts with a B, and the theme keeps coming around. Thank you. So Beethoven's 32 sonatas for piano are the so-called New Testament, and they are from the classical period. You heard a movement that you may have identified as a sonata rondo. Remember, I hinted that the theme keeps coming around. It was from sonata number 4 in E-flat, opus 7. Here's another piece by a Bach. Don't be fooled by that delicate tinkling sound in the accompaniment. Listen to the style and try to decide on a formal structure, which will lead you to... Thank you. the third movement of the cello concerto in A by C.P. Ebach, the Berlin Bach, the second son of J.S. Bach. He is the composer linking the Baroque and classical periods, but this work from 1753 is in the early classical style. I'm sure you noticed the theme that kept coming around, hence the rondo form, which is the traditional last movement of a multi-movement classical period work. So whatever was the harpsichord doing in there then? Well, the piano was still in its very early days, only just 31 years old, and still far from being developed enough to be able to oust the harpsichord from its central role. That came later. Here's the harpsichord again, and the piano. Two versions of the same piece. So is the work classical or Baroque? Hint: what is the structure of the theme, and what happens after that? Is this intricate and ornate, or refined and elegant? Thank you. This is from Handel's Suite in E major, The Harmonious Blacksmith, a set of air and variations. The binary form of the theme with both halves repeated is clearly Baroque. Sets of variations were very popular in the Baroque, when these were often improvised. But that alone is not sufficient to call the work Baroque, as classical composers also loved variations. The intricate ornamentation in this set defines the Baroque style. So to end today's program, here is one of Beethoven's sets of variations on the theme See the Conquering Hero Comes from Handel's composition Judas Maccabeus. So no mystery about this one, but I think you will enjoy the contrast to the previous set of variations. Until next time, when we examine 19th century Romanticism, goodbye from me as you enjoy this set of variations. Thank you.
Thank you.